Welcome to the program. My name is Keith Smith, and I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, La Mirada. Thanks for joining us today on Solid Ground. And Pastor Brian has been looking at five principles of giving. And today, Pastor Brian looks at the last point of giving and moves on to the next gift, the gift of leading. So let's go to the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada, and Pastor Brian Parrish.
One other, we'll just look at five principles and go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And the fifth principle is realize that God will be honored when you give to others. And really, that's the main thing that you want. My Bible's a little torn up right in this section. Gotta read from it like this. These are the original manuscripts from the Apostle Paul here. Paul in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 talking about giving, and look at verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Here's what's going to happen in the hearts of people as you bless them. He says, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, and that's that generosity that he's talking about, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. And what he's saying here is that your giving is causing many others to thank God. It rises up in their hearts, and they're praising God for his provision, for his blessing. In the context, what Paul was talking about is he was going from church to church, and Paul was taking a collection for the poor that were in Jerusalem because they were experiencing a famine and great difficulty. So he went to the Gentile churches and said, you guys need to give liberally, and we'll bring that, and that'll rise up in their hearts a great, tremendous thanksgiving to God. So God's worship, as you give to others with a pure motive, generously blessing somebody else, their thanksgiving rises up to God, and he is honored. And really, isn't that what we want to take place in any gift that we would use, that God would flow through us? And we're not the one getting the attention. We don't want the attention. We want God to be honored. And if you would give in this aspect that we're looking at, people are going to be grateful to the hand of God for his blessings upon their life. And I want to be one with the gifts that God's given me to have people thanking God on behalf of the ministry that comes out. And giving is one of those special ways to be able to do that. And again, your heart has to be in the right place. You're not looking for the attention. You want men to honor God when they see your good deeds. They'll honor your Father who's in heaven, as the Sermon on the Mount says. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12. Let's look at this next gift that God's placed in the church, which I believe is a tremendous need as a church grows, especially. He speaks of the gift of leadership. And he says, he who leads, there in verse 8, with diligence. The term lead literally means he who is placed in front. He who is placed in front. That means that you're in front of people. God has placed you there. So you don't take pride in it as something that you're better than others. God, by his grace, has given you the ability to lead others. And he says, if you're going to do that, you need to lead with a diligence. And really, this can't be overemphasized, is the need for leadership to be diligent servants of Jesus Christ. Because you're setting the pace, you're setting the tone, you're setting the example, and others are going to follow in the way that you yourselves are modeling as leaders. And we're not just talking about a pastor or elder, we're talking about any place that God would raise you up in the body of Christ above others and give you responsibility, you are a leader in that capacity. You need to realize there needs to be a diligence about that. For example, if you know in your workplace, I mean, you need to work diligently or you get fired or they let you go. We're dealing with people's eternal souls or we're dealing with people's spiritual well-being, so that should be the motive to drive you to be faithful with a diligence about the work that God's given to you. Now, once again, this word diligence has other translations. It also means haste or to hurry about it, to be prompt about it. It also is translated zeal, eagerness, diligence, or to do one's best. And there is an urgency about it. I need to do it now. I need to do it properly, promptly. I need to take care of the responsibility. That's what we need more of here at Calvary La Mirada. As the Lord brings more people, we need more leaders. But not just more leaders. We need more leaders that are going to lead with a diligence. They're going to have a love and care for the ministry, a love and care for the flock, and realize the responsibility that God would give to you, and be dedicated to that task with a zeal and with a passion. And Weiss, who's probably a Greek one of the experts in the Greek language, he says, the word speaks of intense effort and determination. Intense effort and determination. That's what it takes to be a leader, or a good leader, an effective leader in the body of Christ. There needs to be an intensity about it. You are serious about that task. And you are going to have a determination not to give up, not to quit, because it is not going to be easy. There will be times that you get tired, fatigued, frustrated. There's many blessings in being a leader. That's true. But you're going to have a determination. This is a God-given task. I'm committed to it, and I'm going to be faithful to that task, because God's given me the privilege to be in that situation. And that leader will do things promptly, quickly, correctly, without delay. There won't be any excuses. They get the job done. The bottom line is, that's the type of people that I like to work with. That's the type of people that I have to work with, that I must depend upon. When I don't have time to, nor does anybody, go around and overcheck every ministry and every detail. I want someone with a vision in that spot where they're going to be prompt about it. They're going to be diligent about that effort. That's something, a task that God's given to them, and they're ready to run with it. They have vision. And I like people, I have to hold back a little, say, whoa, slow down a little bit, rather than, you know, you've got to keep prodding them along, but with an intensity that's there. And the Lord's worthy of such service. I believe that's how ministry prospers, and we're able to add ministry on top of ministry on top of ministry when you have good leaders. Because they're taking care of that, and they're not letting things slack. You know, I'll get around to it. You know, I'm busy this weekend, things are starting to... No, they're on top of the issue. They take care of it. And the Lord's given us many good leaders. I pray for even more. Pray for more leaders with this diligent, zealous intensity about their life and about their ministry. That's how the church flourishes, as God is bringing his blessing. Now, I want to give you at least, or try and give you at least, four principles on leadership. And let's go into the Old Testament book, the book of Exodus. And the first principle is that God gives different capacities to lead. God gives different capacities to lead. Exodus chapter 18. This is where Moses was out in the wilderness, and it wasn't too long after the Exodus events. He's got 2 to 2.5 million people, and they're all going to him with their problems. And Jethro Bodine comes to him, his father-in-law, and says, what you're doing is not good. You're going to wear yourself out, and the people are going to be worn out as well, because they can't stand there all day waiting to get these issues resolved. And he tells him in verse 21, which basically summarizes the advice, which is excellent advice. He says, moreover, ye shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. So he first deals with the character of that leader. They need to have an ability that God would supply to be a leader among men. I could think back and on my life, and the Lord has always placed me, even before I was a Christian, in a place of leadership. I've always been one in a group just to kind of take charge and lead, and I believe that God made that into my character even before I was saved. I didn't become a leader when I became a Christian. That was something that God placed in me. Unfortunately, I led people down the wrong path, especially in those high school years, which I have lived to regret, to see what some of them are still doing. But I'd always been a leader. And when I was in a group or in a sport or on a team, and the person who was placed in charge wasn't a leader, it was extremely, extremely frustrating for me. Because I knew there needed to be a diligence, there needed someone to take charge, let's do this, let's do that, and get the thing going. And so there needs to be an ability that God would give to you to be a leader among others. And that may be to lead one people, or 10, or 1,000, or a multitude of people. God gives varying degrees. And then you need to have a character that you fear God, you realize he's the one that's appointed you there. Men of truth, or there's an integrity about you. You cannot be bribed or influenced by others, hating covetousness. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten. And let them judge the people at all times. Then it'll be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it'll be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you. And that's what leaders do. They help bear the burden collectively. And when someone doesn't bear that diligently, it creates kind of a lapse there, and people's lives are going to be affected. So if God's given you responsibility, have the fear of God and to lead with a diligence. Do not be slothful about the responsibility that God's entrusted. And realize that God will entrust to you certain levels or certain abilities or capacities that He's given to you. Not everyone's going to be a leader of 1,000 or 100 or 50s or 10s. God puts that in you. And there's only, you need to be in that place in the body of Christ if God's given you that ability to lead, of what you can handle, what God's given you the ability to handle. And it collapses when somebody is given too much responsibility in the body of Christ. And they find it overwhelming. And then it comes crashing down upon them, and then they feel horrible because they feel like a failure. And it's just a matter of God's grace didn't grace them to lead at that level. And sometimes it's hard determining, you know, how much responsibility to give out to people that are being raised up in the body of Christ. You don't want to do too fast, you don't want to